From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At the Democratic National Convention in Boston this evening, some of John Kerry's former rivals lined up to pledge their support. Among them, former House Democratic leader Richard Gephardt and former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. Also speaking to the convention, one of Kerry's chief backers, the senior senator from Massachusetts, Ted Kennedy. NPR's David Wellna is on the floor of the convention and joins us now. David, Richard Gephardt delivered a very moving speech this evening, and I guess for him it was really kind of a farewell.
Indeed, Michelle. It was sort of a swan song for this congressman who's served 28 years in Congress and decided to retire so that he could run for the White House. And his first test was the Iowa caucus back in January, and many people thought he would win that caucus, and instead he came in last and actually dropped out of the race the night the returns came in from that. And ever since, he's been working for John Kerry. So his loyalty to Kerry goes back as far as any of Kerry's former primary rivals does.
Well, we also heard from another one of his primary rivals, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean. And as the former front runner during the campaign, he spent a lot of bit of time attacking Senator Kerry's record. But tonight he reaffirmed his support and urged his followers to cast their votes for the Kerry Edwards team. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I may not be the nominee, but I can tell you this. For the next 100 days, I'll be doing everything that I can to make sure that John Kerry and John Edwards take this country back for the people who built it.
On the campaign, David, Howard Dean was known as being a real firebrand. He could really whip up a crowd, and I guess we saw that again tonight.
Indeed, there was a tremendous response for Dean, and really everybody in this convention hall was on their feet and applauding Dean as if they had all at some point supported him. Many of them had not, of course, but I think Dean is recognized as somebody who really gave a lot of juice and life to the Democratic Party at a time when it did need a kind of a kickstart. In fact, he said at one point, this was never about me, it was about us and about giving new life to the party and new energy to democracy. And I think people really feel a debt of gratitude to Howard Dean for what he did for really getting the Democratic Party going at a point where it really needed that.
Well, David, as we know, the Democratic conventions, the conventions of any kind, are really not just about speeches. The Democratic platform is being adopted tonight, and it includes language that does not call the war a mistake, as some had wanted. There's not likely to be a floor fight over this, but with Kennedy's speech this evening, Senator Kennedy's speech, I guess this was an issue.
Well, it wasn't so much an issue that was dividing people, but there are many people who came to this convention very determined to show their opposition to the war in Iraq. They feel that the platform doesn't really reflect that. And many of them are wearing pink neckerchiefs that say peace delegate on them. They were the people who were, I think, applauding the loudest when Kennedy spoke to this crowd here. Kennedy at one point called the war in Iraq a misguided war. He said instead of making America more secure, they've made us less so. They've made it harder to win the real war on terrorism, the war against al-Qaeda. Now, this was strong language, but it was not nearly as strong as Senator Kennedy has used on the floor of the U.S. Senate or in policy speeches in Washington. Clearly, the effort here was to criticize the war, but not come across as undermining the troops who are over there right now.
David, thanks so much.
You're quite welcome, Michelle.
NPR's David Wellna on the floor at the Democratic National Convention.